This is KUT. Today, the Austin City Council is set to consider a tool that would bring more affordable housing units to the east side. It's called a community land trust. And as KUT's Saida Hassan reports, it could create homes that remain affordable for decades to come.
If you buy a home that's part of a community land trust, you'll pay taxes on the house, but not on the land. These homes would be sold to people who earn 80% or less of the median family income. For a family of four in Austin, that's about $77,000 a year. Sandra Harkins is with the city's Neighborhood Housing and Community Development Office.
It provides low and moderate income residents the opportunity to build equity through homeownership. And one of the more important things is it ensures these homeowners are not displaced due to rising property taxes.
Homeowners would own the homes but lease the land from the city. Harkin says they'd pay an initial leasing fee of $250 and then $50 a month instead of paying the much more expensive land taxes. And that lease would remain in place for 99 years. The city doesn't have any community land trust homes on the market currently. If approved by council, this would add new market rate and affordable homes for sale, along with new rental housing in East Austin. Harkin says even though homeowners would be exempt from paying property taxes on the land, these new units would still generate new tax revenue.
These are currently vacant lots, so you're taking a piece of property that wasn't at all on the tax roll and adding it to the tax roll, even though it's going to be limited to the improvement taxes, but still it's a piece of property that wasn't previously on the tax roll.
One of the properties that would be included in the land trust is the Chacon, a 43-unit mixed-income development near East 13th and Chacon Streets. Construction was stalled for about 9 months after developers ran into issue with land titles and sought additional funding. Sean Gerritsen is board president of the Chestnut Neighborhood Revitalization Corporation, which is constructing the property. He says the first residential building should be ready for move-in by the end of the year.
All the residential units are pre-sold, and all the commercial units, all but one unit, have been pre-sold. And we still have a couple of people we're talking to about that commercial unit.
The properties that would be a part of these new community land trusts are all located within Districts 1 and 3. Councilmember Ora Houston, who represents District 1, did not make herself available for an interview. But District 3 Councilmember Pio Renteria says the city has to take advantage of whatever methods state law will allow.
They have tied our hands at all kinds of ways, you know, to fight for our low-income Austinites. So, you know, we have to be creative.
The council is set to vote on the measure today. Saida Hassan, KUT News.